I remember clearly on the day when my father was killed, I've often thought about it since. I had a premonition. I was working on the pit top in the blacksmith shop at that time, and I went along to the, not the manager's office, but the chief engineer's office, whatever. I don't remember the name of the gentleman. I know the second in command was a chap called Rex Penn, who lived at the top of Quarry Hill. And I asked if they knew anything about an accident down below, and they didn't know anything at that time, but it did transpire later that there had in fact been an accident. My father was involved, and it's just one of those things I felt, must have been at the time of the accident, that I actually felt and sensed that something was wrong.
There was no outward sign of an accident?
No outward sign of an accident, no, just a premonition that something serious had happened. Names are difficult to remember. As I recall, one of the chaps down below was known as Ginger Bowater. It would have had a proper Christian name, but one never knew it. Ginger Bowater was one of the first on the scene and was a real hero in trying to get my father and Bill Higgins out. There were other people involved, but Ginger Bowater's name was one that came to the forefront when it was discussed then and afterwards. What I am told, as I understand it, that Bill Higgins repeated afterwards, was that there had been two falls previous to the one that killed my father, and that each time they waited a while and gone back, and then the third time they went back, and for whatever reason my father was placed where he was and Bill Higgins a place where he was, and my father had the misfortune to be caught under the arch girder which was holding up the roof, which brought about his death. Bill Higgins was buried, I assume, or partly buried by the fall, but was dragged clear by whoever turned up to do the rescue work.
And what kind of work were they doing at the time? You referred to this fault work. They weren't actually digging coal out as such.
No. A fault is what it suggests. It's where the coal runs out, and they come upon a seam which is basically all slate, rock or whatever. And I'm not really au fait with why it's there and what they're doing, what they hope to do. Perhaps going through the fault was a shortcut to getting back to a proper seam of coal, I don't know. But they were working on what was known as a fault, and like faults do, it collapsed on itself two or three times, and the third or fourth time was fatal.
How did you then get to know the details of your father's death? What did they say to you?
And no one said anything. I think this is something that came out afterwards from Bill Higgins, who I believe did give an interview to a newspaper. Just what had happened, I assume various other people who were involved in going to the scene of the accident made known afterwards. Perhaps they spoke with my mother, I don't know, but just something that we did get to know, the sequence of events. They'd been working on the fault all morning, and at different times there had been the roof falls and the withdrawals of my father and Bill Higgins, until the final fatal one when they went back and my father was killed.
Can you remember the funeral? Did he get a good send-off?
He got a very good send-off. The funeral was at the local chapel, and I have the vivid memory then, that day, of sitting in the chapel with the rest of the family and a shaft of sunlight coming through the coloured glass of one of the chapel windows and lighting up the coffin. And that was a little bit like the premonition of my father being in an accident, was, I felt, was another sign of some kind that all was going to be well.
Were you one of the boys? There were quite a lot of boys who grew up in that point where their dads worked down the pit and they said their sons would never go down the pit. Was your father like that to you?
No. Father left it to us, all of us, to do what we wished, to get ourselves a job wherever we wished. I don't think he interfered in any way or tried to persuade anybody to do or not to do one thing or the other. I had never any intention of being a miner. No, I had never gone to work underground on a regular basis. As a blacksmith, one went underground on infrequent occasions to do repair work, but no, I wouldn't have ever wished to be a miner.
And what happened to you afterwards?
I stayed working at the pit for another few years, and then, having met my wife, I left the pit and went to work for her father, who had, of all things, an accountancy practice. So I went from being a blacksmith to an audit clerk in an accountancy practice. Very happy change. I felt more a square peg in a square hole doing accountancy, because I was, without boasting, a natural at arithmetic at school. I liked school very much, so reading, arithmetic and everything else, which was basically all you did if one didn't go to grammar school, was something I did very well. So I took like a duck to water to accountancy and enjoyed it very much for several years. And then my wife decided out of the blue that it would be a good idea if we went to live abroad. So off we went to live in 1971. We drove ourselves and dog and cat to Menorca in the Balearic Islands and lived and worked there for 23 years. Came back then to England in 1994, where we've been since, happily retired and enjoying our retirement.